Today we bring Act 2 of Mask of the Pirate Queen to a close, and with only one more act to go, we're quickly approaching the end of our adventure and Season 2. To act as a capstone, we're going to have a discussion episode, and we want to hear from you. You can submit questions to heroes@thehydeanway.com anytime before February 20th. Now, with that out of the way, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, I recognize that face. You're in trouble, aren't you? Well, I'll take you out to the Outer Rim, but I don't think it's going to do you much good. Why? Well, there's a new bounty hunting group. You haven't heard?
There's a two-faced Twi'lek and a pugilist droid. If I were you, I'd do my best to avoid the Solonian captain and the Gandroid tech. Better watch your back or you're gonna get wrecked. The writing on the sky on fire. Heading to the edge of the Empire. Your number's up and now you gotta pay. Running from the heroes of the Hydean Way.
Previously on Heroes of the Hydean Way, the crew of the Sky on Fire reached the climax of their invasion of the Pirate Queen's underground palace. They crashed her party, but found themselves going up against the Queen's bodyguards while she once again slipped away. The furious Savrips met the team of bounty hunters in a melee, exchanging heavy blows, fists and fur flying. Cav took down their remaining leader, but Berwyn was herself struggling to stand. The air slowly turned to poison and guests fled, as foam, fear, and fire filled the room. Will the ceiling last long enough to finish the fight? Will the heroes? Find out on this week's episode, Uneasy Homecoming.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hydean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Our current adventure is Mask of the Pirate Queen, and this is Act 2, Episode 13. And I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
I'm Leslie, and I play Billy, who appears to be deeply uncomfortable at this moment.
I'm Ren, and I play Vestrano, who is deeply concerned at this moment, mostly for Berwyn.
I'm Brandon, and I'm in a lot of pain.
Who's a good plasma caster? Yes, yes, Crate's Breath is a good plasma caster. Did you see that shot, Berwyn? Also, Illyn might have lit the entire room on fire. Perhaps the crew should go.
To learn more about our characters, we get one hero to ask another question. Today, we'll get Billy to ask.
Setting the pain aside of A, being damaged, and B, being a clearly second-class crew member. K1.
Oh, I get another question.
Indeed. Now, forgive my potential impertinence, but you are a translator droid, correct?
Well, technically, I was a maintenance remote who had a translator installed, so not originally, but I like to think of myself as one now, yes.
Oh, very well. I was going to ask how you came to be such a unique translator droid, but that is because it came after your original function.
Yes, so I was built as a maintenance remote, as a member of the Cav clan. And I was assigned to Illyn when Illyn was but a teenager, and we were a repair crew together. And so when the Cav clan grew very, very ill from the wasting illness, Illyn decided to venture forth to try to find assistance. And since Illyn didn't speak basic, Illyn bought the first translator they could find and managed to bind it to my chassis.
Very interesting. Thank you. I believe you do an excellent job.
Why, thank you, Billy.
Back to the room that's on fire.
Yes. Well, okay, yeah, the ceiling's on fire. Most of the upper air is on fire because there's flammable pieces in the, or flammable gases in here. The lower air is still clear-ish. though soot and smoke are starting to become an issue. The socialites are fleeing through as many doors as they possibly can. The major domo for the Veiled Sorority is a burning cinder that is still shining in her suit. Up on the dais, in behind the podium, there is a Savrup that is laying next to the very injured Barrowin. And there's one more Savrup that is standing next to Vestrano and Billy, looking like they're wanting to smash something. And there's a bunch of palace guards that are pretty much just this way to the egress, this way to the exit. All of them have, like, vibro swords up and just using them as batons for getting people out. The ones who are staying around and haven't panicked.
Are we still in structured time?
Yes, we are still in structured time. There is still one Savrup up.
It's a new round.
Yep.
All right, who wants it?
Our destiny pool currently stands at 2 light, 4 dark.
Yeah, I don't normally recount it every episode.
Well, we're in the middle of a combat. I thought it might be pertinent.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that is a pretty good reason. All right, so, and we have a PC going.
I'll shoot it.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I just okay. Roughed him up for someone.
Yes, because...
I have a question. Mechanics question.
Okay.
The Savrip is engaged.
Mm-hmm.
With two of us.
Yes.
Does that up it twice?
No.
Okay.
It does give me options for if Barrowin rolls a despair.
In a short range, I assume?
Yes, you're currently in short range. You're firing into engage, and yes, I'm going to flip a destiny
point.
And they
have a defense.
And they do have a defense.
The shot goes wide and hits Cav. Cav's being far too smug.
I'm going to double aim, so I'll take 2 strain.
And thankfully your blaster is in your good hand.
So Barrowin, in really a lot of pain, mostly, raises her blaster pistol to point in the general direction of the remaining Savrip. Her paw is kind of shaking a little bit just from the severe pain in her other arm. Opens fire and a few shots go kind of just on either side of the Savrip's head or something. No hits scored. Just 2 advantage, which I would like to use to give, I'll say, Billy a boost.
Okay.
As the Savrip, at the very least, maybe contemplates getting his head down a little bit.
All right, that's fair. So the Savrip has this hail of blaster bolts go around their head and sees this damaged droid that's in front of him that has hurt him a fair bit, and this small Pantoran that is next to him, and I think is going to take a swing. I think he's going to take a swing at the squishy one, to be honest. Yeah, he is going to attempt to hit Vestrano with his giant mace of maciness.
Those are the worst maces.
How much defense?
I only have ranged defense.
Yeah, Vestrano got the prototype coat and is the only one lacking the 2 defense gloriousness.
Hey, for a while I was the only one with any defense. So,
that is
no,
true.
Fair is fair.
Right.
Yeah, freaking power creep.
Is anyone willing to spend a point?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't need a doctor, but my captain does.
It's okay. Ellen can play doctor.
No, I'll just lie here and die. It's fine.
I actually do have a skill that I have yet to really figure out precisely how it works. Dodge. When targeted by a combat check, may perform a dodge incidental to suffer a number of strain no greater than ranks of dodge. Then upgrade the difficulty of that check by that number. Yeah, I think that sounds good. I'd like to up the difficulty of you attacking me, please. Thank you, because I'm wily. Or wiry? Either.
Vestrano casts his dodge on the Savrip.
You take a strain, and they upgrade theirs once. And are you still spending the point? So it begins 2 red, or no?
I think so. I think
that sounds good.
Leslie spent it. No.
Okay. I was just wanting to double check. They aren't moving. I think they're going to aim once, since this seems to be rather an, like, this is going to be rather freaky for them. Huh.
Neat.
Okay, so...
What's the crit rating on that mace?
First, let's take into account that they do have a ability, I was double-checking what it was called, Berserk Rage. When a Severip has suffered wounds, it gets plus one damage to brawn attacks. When a Severip has suffered a crit, they get plus two instead. So what that means is they are doing a total of 12 Pierce 2 to Vestrano.
Leslie wants to know if the air should affect their roll.
I'm going with yes, and yeah, figure that should be a setback. Which,
a coughing fit saves Vestrano.
Yeah.
What?
Except now Vestrano gets all coughed on by a Savrit.
Yeah, so using the setback, it gives them one more failure, which cancels out their success.
Oh my gosh.
Which means that they just have four advantage. So they whiff on Vestrano just like Vestrano whiffed on them.
It's an epic battle.
What I'm thinking of, though, with their advantage, is they are also going to head for the door. They may not be able to get far, but they're able to at least get to short range.
You're forgetting your friend!
Are they, though? Because their friend is at short range. So
okay.
They'll remember their friend for the rest of their days. Friend will be dead. They'll remember.
Tur is running over to Kel and trying to drag Kel out of the room now.
Illyn doesn't think the Savrips want to fight anymore.
And if Vestrano goes against him, Vestrano will be taking a setback. Extra setback.
Everyone gives Tur a dirty look for acting like she's just not even there.
Everyone is insulted as an incidental.
Yeah. It's an incidental that I as a player get.
All right. If no one's going to attack Tur, then yeah, we're breaking out of structured time. Because
I'm okay letting him run.
Yeah, he's just dragging Kel out now.
Yeah, Illyn's not gonna shoot him.
I'd be inclined to shoot him, but I already went.
They have dropped their spiked maces. So, the room is on fire. The ceiling is on fire.
Yeah.
Standard operating procedure. No, I'm just saying things being on fire is standard operating procedure.
So, Berwyn, guess what this Gan still forgot to install in Illyn's children?
I am going to run towards the exit in a moment, but I do want to see if I can't get a look at the Queen's little escape hatch and try to figure out where the heck that sucker went.
All right. So, you're looking around.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to do, if it's safe to do so, given the fire situation, it may not be, but if it's safe to do so, Illyn will send the K's up the tube to investigate, while Illyn will start to retreat out of the room with the others.
Okay, well, in this case, at the back, it's this fairly ornate durasteel door. Like, it looks like there's been a lot of artisan work done on it, but it's a durasteel door that, when you did see it, it looked like it was going into a hallway.
Okay, so she didn't go up, she went further down.
Well, she went further, like, laterally, and then who's to say what happened at that point.
Is there a control hatch or a pad?
No, there's not a control mechanism of any sort on this side of the door.
Thank you.
At least not that anyone can see.
Berwyn, the scan might be able to cut through, but it would take the scan some time.
Do what you can.
Okay, there is a lot of fire.
I'm really eager to be done with this job. Billy, Vestrano, put out the fire.
Billy looks up.
I feel like Vestrano would have at that point gone over to Billy, because Billy was laid flat out, right?
No, I was knocked back.
Okay.
I never got actually knocked over.
Oh, okay. If you're not knocked over, then Vistrana would have gone over to Barrowin then.
I will go with Cav and be kind of checking out the dais, looking for escape buttons and useful things.
So I'm wanting to get... Actually, yeah, it would be off of the case. From the Danger Constellation, can I get a average perception check?
Okay, Danger Constellation might be the best phrase ever.
One success, five advantages.
All right. Not quite sure what to do with the advantages, but the success I'll take. So with this, you find, like, they're searching around. You told them to try and find which way the queen went, and they're looking around. They're trying to find different ways. And it does look like that way is blocked off on account of massive amounts of dark side and despairs two sessions ago for that. Anyway, for the advantage, I am going to go with, while Rail is there dead, and I'm still going with smoking because, yeah, you do see, or the K's do see that her purse was not lit on fire. It looks like it was set onto the podium, and it's very obviously hers on account of it looks to be sequined in the exact same way as her suit.
I think then what happens is it's K5, the little blue droid who is known for being resourceful. It's going to pick up the purse and almost fall out of the air, and then start to like struggle float over to Ilyn with it as Ilyn is trying to set up grenades on the door.
What? Oh, credits?
And Ilyn's going to take the purse and open it.
It actually doesn't look like there is all that much in there. There is like a compact in there, but there's also a data disk. That's what we're calling it today. It does look like a storage medium of some variety that people would use. I'm thinking like a USB drive now, but...
And I think at the same time, K5 reports in about the fact that further down the way is blocked. Yes. Ilyn's going to call over to Barrowin.
The path is blocked, Barrowin. The crew can't proceed.
Okay, we got to find out how to go around.
Okay.
Where does it go?
Cass' children weren't able to find the exit. There is a lot of debris between here and there. They did find something of possible value.
And Ilyn holds up the data disk for a moment before sliding it into K3.
And when K3 brings it up, can I get a easy astrogation check?
Okay. Yeah, you certainly can. K3 is assisting Cav with improved speaks binary because K3 actually strained in astrogation. And in case this ends up mattering, does have the galaxy mapper talent. Three successes and two advantages.
All right. So when it gets pulled up, you can see just sort of in a hologram over K3. You can see a map of the local star area around Ord Mantell, and you can see off just slightly is a note over Aline and giving a time code of tomorrow and a very specific time code for tomorrow, like tomorrow at 1300 hours.
Barrowin, Ilyn might know where the queen is going to be.
How sure are you? Well, never Ilyn mind, let's that... go there.
Okay, Ilyn knows somebody is going to show up there.
Let's get out of here for the whole place.
Yes. Even with your respirators and whatnot, I'm figuring that the atmosphere is starting to get to be too thick with smoke to really deal with unless you're in full environmental gear.
Or don't need to breathe.
Like, half of you would be able to stick around.
Ilyn is going to shoulder the crate's breath and offer to help support Barrowin, best of their short ability.
It's my arm, not my leg.
Ilyn is trying to help.
So, as you get out, can I get a easy survival check off of the group?
I got
nothing for this.
It will be a red because I'm spending a destiny point, but it's going to be a red.
Anybody have ranks?
No.
No. You would think after the jungle incident, one of us would have, but no.
I thought about it, but it's a cunning skill, so it kind of would be pointless.
Well, as the cunning crew member, I guess, I'll make the roll. Do we want to flip a point?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
A single red?
Yes, just a single red.
I'm a doctor, not a Steve Irwin.
Like you and Steve Irwin and not Bear Grylls. Since it's a group, I guess they're not helping, are they?
Hmm? Yeah, they're helping. They're just not
helping
really trained.
Helpfully.
So.
Basically, I'm asking, do I get any boosts or anything?
Yeah, I'll give you a boost for the rest of them attempting to help.
Together, you are a boost.
Look, we're trying.
Inspiring words.
Barrowin's not good at this.
All right, we're all right, guys.
We did it.
We did it, right. So, what was this roll for, Ben? Just to get out safely?
Yeah, this was remembering how the heck you went in and how to get out.
All right. So, Billy is letting Vistrano and Cav kind of help Barrowin along, and Billy's kind of going ahead and coming back and going ahead and coming back, and gets everybody to the door with 5 success and 1 advantage.
All right, so you're actually able to remember a really direct route and able to get out there pretty quick. So much so that you're actually going up on a, this is where you went down on that sort of lift platform. You're going back up on the lift platform, but you're also surrounded by a bunch of courtiers around you.
Yeah, they're doing that not looking at you thing.
Pretty much. It's like, ooh, that looks painful.
Incredibly.
And they just sort of open their eyes like, what am I going to say? And then you're up at the top, and then they just flee more as the sides of the elevator come down. And, yeah, on the upper section, you can see them, like, you can see most people fleeing. And in this case, you do see the three tail engines of a consular's class corvette, frigate, flying off into the sky.
The crew should return to the sky on fire. The crew can see to the crew's wounds at that time.
We're not getting paid enough for this.
No. No, the crew isn't. But it's the job.
And once it's done, we can be done with them.
Yes. Also, Billy, thank you.
Ilan's going to give Billy a quick hug.
For not letting Ilan get squashed. And thank you, and
Ilan hugs Barrowin, probably hurting her arm a bit,
for shoving Ilan out of the way. Sorry. The scan apologizes, but the scan's life flashed before the scan's eyes again.
Strano is standing behind Barrowin and has been tying a very makeshift sort of sling, and when you crush Barrowin, he just sort of raises his hand in slight protest, but all right.
Okay. To the speeder!
And there's emphatic pointing. And then Ilan is going to start jogging out to the speeder.
Okay. Barrowin's going to kind of...
Did we have a speeder?
Probably.
Yeah, we have a rented speeder.
Don't we always have a speeder?
Yeah. This one we didn't even wreck. You guys made Ilan clean it the night before.
Like, that just means the adventure's not over.
Oh, I thought we had returned that one. Okay.
Yeah. No, I could have sworn the kid returned that one.
I think we walked here.
Did we walk here?
Pretty sure.
I don't even remember where here is.
In the industrial sector where the air is actually really, really horrible because of, well, it's the industrial sector.
Is it far from the ship?
Can the ship land here?
The ship could, in theory.
There is a spaceport thingy where that was just vacated.
Barrowin takes out her comlink. Her manipulating any of her gear is currently her right hand trying to reach all the pockets that have been positioned for her left hand to access.
Billy will actually put a hand on your good hand, like, stop trying, and just hold her comm out, or lean in so you can just talk to Vrebo through her comm.
Freebo, come pick us up. Billy, tell Freebo where we are.
So, you just hear static.
Freebo?
Still static.
Kev, find us a speeder.
On it.
Leslie was just going to say, can't one of these successes or advantages have been that somebody left one behind?
I go with yes. Like, this is a place where deliveries are happening on a fairly regular basis. Like, they are going off and pillaging ships and convoys, but they still have to move product. And, yeah, I can go with, like, the van or, like, the company truck is still there. Totally. Especially on account of the advantage from the role, plus a couple of the successes. Sure. So, is Ilan going over and attempting to hotwire it? Or yes. Is... Okay.
Well, Ilan's going to see what Ilan can do. But I also have a train here, and if Ilan realizes this is outside of their...
Oh, let's just take the train.
I mean, skullduggery would totally work.
Yeah, if Ilan realizes this is outside of their mechanical wheelhouse, Ilan's going to call out,
Billy! Ilan could use Billy's assistance. Coming!
I will join Ilan at the speeder, and we will endeavor to get it moving.
All right, so it would be a average skullduggery check.
Ilan can just pass on a boost. I don't have any skill, and I don't have a better cunning than you.
Any flipping?
No. I've been sort of narratively flipping in the background a bit here.
Yeah, I've been
so
watching.
So if you want to flip, go right ahead.
I'm not deeply concerned, but now that I've said that out loud, I'm not deeply concerned.
I mean... So what did he get?
So with my improved cunning, recently improved, I got 2 success and 3 advantage.
All right, so you're able to... what I'm sort of figuring is that there's a link on the vehicle, and you're able to take the apparently fairly standard droid... link and insert it into the truck and are able to override its own ignition lockouts, getting it to rise up on its repulsors and then get going. So it is now thrumming and everyone can load in.
Cav, if you would please take the piloting position.
Of course.
She wants to make sure that Berwin can get in safely, like, you know, have Estrano lead and kind of position the arm.
And once we're all in, Ilan is going to floor it.
All right. Can I get a 1 red, 1 purple pilot planetary check?
If anyone suggests trying to drive more gently for Berwin's benefit, she will countermand that idea.
Would never have dreamt of it.
3 successes. For once, Ilan doesn't crash.
Ilan does some rad drifting.
So, out of curiosity, do we have space for a speeder on our ship?
Sadly, not really.
No, we can just abandon it outside. I think we have bigger concerns right now.
Yeah,
like,
it would be nice.
If there's a ship to have room in. So help me.
I didn't even think about that possibility.
I mean, there's mean, and then there's, yeah.
What if the sky on fire
is on fire?
Is on fire,
yeah.
Finally. The moment has come.
As you pull up, there is going to be blaster fire from from the hangar bay pointing out at the speeder that you're in.
Like small arms fire, or?
Yeah, it's small arms fire. It looks like it's coming from a location close-ish to where the engines are of the Sky on Fire. And the ramp is down on the Sky on Fire.
Well, that's a rookie mistake.
Ilan, floor it.
I was about to say, Ilan just presses down on the gas and sends the speeder going near full speed at the people who were shooting at us. Assuming, if one of them is a Rodian, Ilan will veer.
I'm going to go with there is a Rodian there, but they are not the right shade. They are a brown Rodian as opposed to a green Rodian.
Okay.
They are near one of the landing struts of the Sky on Fire.
Okay, then Ilan will definitely focus more on any who are a little easier to run over. Ilan does not want to run into the ship. And you know what? Even if Ilan misses, it will be fine when a droid flies out the back.
Yeah, Berowyn will wrestle her blaster pistol out of its holster again as we're rocketing towards these people.
All right. In that case, can I get... You're trying to flirt and drive at these guys. It's a pretty crowded floor space with a bunch of cargo around. I think that should be a 2 red driving check.
Okay.
I'll actually toss in a setback because you are trying to run over people and they're relatively small in comparison.
Okay. Is that considered an environmental circumstance?
Make that brace work for you.
Due to environmental as opposed to they're small and moving. Yeah. Setback I was going on size, yeah.
Okay, sadly brace that cannot remove upgrades due to environmental circumstances.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'll get to use it again someday. Alright. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, now that you've said that out loud.
I know, because Ilan has never successfully driven without crashing, and even though Ilan's agility is now 4, I got a failure and 2 advantages. So what I kind of want to do is I miss running this guy over, but I want to pass a boost specifically onto Billy as kind of lined up a good shot for her to go all repulse her feet on these guys.
I'm super cool with that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm assuming this is an open top speeder.
I'm thinking the rough equivalent of, like, well, it's a pickup truck, essentially.
Oh, we didn't steal somebody's, you know, cruiser. We stole somebody's workhorse.
Yeah, you stole someone's work truck as opposed to their El Camino. Yes.
Our El Camino's so funny. Oh my gosh. All right. I will go next if folks don't mind. See, Billy's going to assume that Cav actually did this intentionally. Because yes. She knows that Cav wouldn't do something so foolhardy with a broken captain in the speeder as try to run over someone.
Hold on. Do you know a different Cav?
So, she does that kind of quick pat on Cav's shoulder and says, "Good plan. I'll be back." And...
All right. So it isn't just one person there. There's actually a group of 3 that you can now see now that you're off. There's Billy with their grav boots coming around. And yeah, there's 3 people with their heavy blasters drawn that are now trying to dance out of the way. They've been able to miss the vehicle, but now there's Billy who's there and not going near as fast.
All right, do you want me to roll a piloting to land, or are you just going to let me kind of get out of there?
Yeah, in this case, I do want a piloting to land.
Or, instead of piloting, can I just leave her and hop and do athletics instead? School is my repulsor feet are.
I could go with an athletics check, sure.
Okay. So, quick pat on Cav's shoulder, and hard. Or not hard. I'm not asking for hard. Difficulty, please.
Since we're going the athletics route, yeah, it actually should be hard. Sorry.
Oh, how hard would it be with the feet?
Doing it as a feat, it should be 1 red for planetary.
1 yellow, 1 red has a nice symmetry. No, I've already talked up what I'm doing, so 3 purple.
All right. There's been heavy use of dark side points in the last little bit. So, yeah, it's going to be 1 red and 2 purple. Oh, no. You're down to 4 light side points.
Yep.
All right. So, you do dismount. I'm going with that you're not able to stop within engaged with them.
Okay.
And you keep on sailing by. Kind of like a skateboarder that's held onto the back of a car as you jump out of the box of this truck. And your momentum keeps going because you're still kind of new to the grav boots.
Yeah, so I just kind of have to just kind of hover along past. Can I use... We've already had our very terrible, no good, very bad day. It was in a jungle. Part two. No, it's going to be amazing. So can I use my advantage that as I go past them, I'm engaged long enough to trigger fearsome?
Okay, using the advantage, sure.
I mean, I can take strain or damage or something if you want me to.
Using the advantage, I'll go with it.
Son of a crap.
They get a setback, but using that dark side point didn't really get me anything, though. I mean, it was a success, don't get me wrong. It was great. So they do have two threat, which normally translates into a setback for everything for the roll or going on, I believe.
It's just a fear check.
Yeah.
So however that falls out for you.
No, they were successful, but this would be like a setback for their next action.
Instead of like the rest of the encounter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're not assuming scared so much as really, really confused.
Pretty much.
Like, why didn't they tie that droid down?
I hate you.
Kind of like that. All right, so we've got Fastrano and we've got Barrowin still.
Barrowin will open fire on the guys as they swerve,
all right,
endeavoring not to shoot Billy.
I'm going to go with that was upgraded on account of you're shooting from the vehicle that is swerving.
What would my range be?
I'll go with it's a red. Like, it's got to be short range.
And do they have any defense or cover or anything like that?
I will go with cover, so one setback.
All right, I will flip a point.
Yeah, fair.
There we go. So on that range light roll, I've got two successes and a triumph.
Nice.
So that is for damage, 11.
All right. So that would be enough damage to take down two of the three on pure damage.
Okay, and with the triumph, I'll just crit the last one, because they're minions, I assume.
Yes. Yes, they are. And the three of them, all three of them are dressed in coveralls. And, yeah, as there's Billy, who isn't able to land a hit on them, not able to get in close, they're off put by Billy sort of sailing through, and then as soon as Billy's out of the way, there's Barrowin as Cav is, like, doing a hard over to, like, skid the truck into the boxes that are ever-present. There's Barrowin sort of hanging out the passenger side window, gun braced on the windowsill, shooting three times, taking out the minions as each hit lands in, like, with some finality.
Blow the smoke off the pistol.
Barrowin's strengths with a blaster are quite comforting at times.
Vistrano's just like, wow. Doesn't say anything, it's just like admiration. Just...
Are you sure you're one of the melee combatants?
I can be both. You don't understand, Cav. Those of us who have broken the code, where our powers really shouldn't be unleashed. We have to keep ourselves in check.
So Illa needs to break the code. Got it.
And Illa's gonna hop out of the speeder, assuming we were out of combat.
Yeah. For the moment.
And start moving up behind Billy, readying the crate's breath.
I like to think that in a sort of gentlemanly fashion, Vistrano gets out of the speeder and then offers to help Barrowin out.
Barrowin will accept this assistance. She's not above this.
Billy, do you want to go first?
What else is going on? I thought we took out the three that are...
I think go first into the ship is the implication.
That there might be more...
Oh no, 100% more. I want to go first. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something.
I mean, I think it's safe to assume there may be something dangerous on the ship. So it's entirely possible we'll walk up there and whoever's in front will get shot or something like that.
All right. Narratively, I'm going to use my feet. Like, I do the running start, like I do that half hunched over, and then I just launch to the thing where I just said I was going to go. Ramp. There we go. The ramp.
Before we actually go in, and I know this probably is not relevant, but I had meant to maybe do it before the fight started last time, but then didn't. Can I take a moment while we're all sort of like around the speeder to do a trust the captain action?
Okay.
I'll try to hail Rebo one more time on a comlink before we do. You just kind of softly, you know, Rebo.
If you want, I would like to get a 2 red, 2 purple perception check.
From Berwyn or from whomever?
From whomever. I'm assuming the four of you are standing near each other.
We have 3 skill through the droids. For one of the 3 cunning people. Or, sorry, for Billy, for our 4 cunning person now.
I was about to say, can we do this as a group?
Yep.
So, so take 3 upgrades from the droids and have at it.
Can I have the group boost again?
Yeah.
Because my group is and boost.
Yep, the and boost.
Some of us actually have perception, just not as good as the droids or Billy.
I don't have any perception. I just have good cunning.
Okay, so as Berwyn finishes calling for Brebo quietly, the very end of it, you can hear the end of a, like, still nothing is coming through from Brebo, but you hear the end of a from a comlink that was just transmitted to on the somewhere close by. You're pretty sure that it's probably on the top end of the ramp.
So do we hear that over the comlink, or do we hear that?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, I've worked with walkie-talkies a lot, so
when you
Transmit on one walkie-talkie and listen to it on the other end, sometimes you may not, because you're talking and listening at the same time, you may not quite get it, but then you hear, like, as you release, as you then hear at the other end that little burst of static saying, I've stopped transmitting. And you hear that little burst at the top of the ramp.
All right, everybody. We're not out of this yet, but whatever we find, we'll get through it. Trust the captain is a hard leadership.
All right.
Since we're right up against the end of the session, I imagine I'm going to flip a white to add a green. Do you want to do anything to it, Ben?
No, I don't.
Okay. On Trust the Captain, Berwyn's got 3 successes and 1 advantage. That means the effect is that, because she only has 1 rank of Trusting Captain, allies within short range get 1 extra rank of Discipline. So I imagine for most of us that means we have a 1 rank in discipline.
Or 3.
Oh. Well, for most of us it means we have 1 rank in discipline. Well, I don't actually, but in case something up at the top of the ramp is scary.
I think it's going to be scary in a very specific way. Scary in an unmanned calm way.
So we all start moving up the ramp.
Oh, Billy does the lunge.
Then this hits my destiny point. As you walk around the docking slip of with the sky on fire, the ramp is down, which is very odd. You get closer. As you stand at the bottom of the ramp, you see someone leaning back against the interior wall. Only a hint of who it is, a green ear stalk rising up into view. Above that is black markings of blaster fire. And you see a red flash as someone with a blaster peeks around the corner and blasts at your feet. Thank you for listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find us on Twitter at The Hydean Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
I'm Leslie at LeslieGS, about to have a coronary.
Yep. I'm Ren at Atomic Firebird.
I'm Brandon at Blue of the Kin.
And I'm Christine, and you can find me on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 12th Night with a K. You can also find me on 2 D&D 5e podcasts. The Glass Dagger over at CompleteKnight.com, also Knight with a K. And as of this week, Omen's Call, an official Kobold Press podcast at omenscall.com.
We are all at thehydeanway.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydean Way.
Our podcasts are on Apple and Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way, and you can holocom us at heroes@thehydeanway.com.
If you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Or you can donate a calf to us at ko-fi.com/thehydeanway.
Dee-dee-dee.
I don't think there's going to be any of that this episode.
Nope, pretty straightforward.
All right, so first off, obligation, which...
I guess we're back over to Barrowin?
Yeah, that just narrowly misses Illyn and gets us Barrowin Consortium.
Oh, good.
Oh, goodness.
Kind of appropriate.
Uh-huh.